I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen, and we have two special guests with us today. And Miss Nini, you're going to start that introduction.
Yes, yes. These two young people have a desire to be in the kitchen and to learn more about cooking and baking. Their names are Carter and Callie Pellet. They're from Atlantic, and we're just excited to introduce you, our listening audience, to them today. Carter, let's start with you. What inspired you to bake and cook?
Well, I wanted to bake something, because I haven't baked anything before. Mm-hmm. And Mom said I had to start with a dessert. And so I looked through my cookbook and I saw this s'mores pie.
All right.
And I thought it looked delicious, and I wanted it to be challenging. It looked challenging.
And what looked challenging about it?
I read the recipe and it looked not too easy, and I looked at the picture, mm-hmm. and that looked not too easy either.
It's pretty important to have pictures in kids' cookbooks, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and Callie, what desire did you have to start cooking and baking?
I don't know. I guess I just started to go into the kitchen and help Mom start cooking and baking. And then I asked her one day, can I try to make something on my own? And she
Good for
said,
you.
Yeah, go ahead.
What was the first thing you made, Callie?
I have no idea.
Because you've made
that
so
was
many
a
things.
Long time
yes,
ago.
A long time ago. And how old are you?
I'm 9.
Yes, so that was a long time ago. That's great perspective. So let's talk then, though, about something that you've become known for, at least in your school, and maybe beyond that, something that you've been making. Those big cookies?
One of my recipes for monster cookies came out in the newspaper, and then my math teacher said, I would like to order 2 dozen monster cookies.
You followed through and made them then?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and what was her response when she saw the cookies?
You didn't have to do this.
That's great. Did you? And the other kids were probably pretty excited to see what you'd brought to the teacher.
Yes, they were, but they didn't get any.
Oh.
I gave them all to my teacher.
Okay. Carter, tell us how old you are.
I'm 11.
Okay. And so how many other types of food items have you made in the kitchen?
I've made also a meal that was a chili with cornbread on the top.
Oh, yum.
Very good.
Yes.
Very, very good.
And was that in your cookbook, too?
No. My mom printed a thing from her cookbook.
Oh, right.
And she made a list of what she wanted to have this week. And so I wanted to make a dinner, and she said, pick one of these. Because I didn't get to do the one I wanted. But she said, pick one of these, and I did, and I chose the chili.
Okay.
It looked really good, and it was very good.
Good. What other recipes have you made from your junior cookbook?
I haven't made any more.
Does that, Callie, have you made other recipes from your cookbook?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
And what were they?
I have made a cookie pizza, and like this giant chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm. And have you gone beyond the cookies? Have you baked other items after doing cookies?
Yes, ma'am. And actually, in 4-H, we had a pie workshop.
Tell us about that.
It was, we had a team of people who would help us make our pies. I had my cousin, and we were making a strawberry pie, and it was really good.
How many other kinds of pies were made?
There was a Oreo pie, there was a cherry pie, there was an apple pie, there was Carter's s'mores pie, and there was our strawberry pie.
Well, Carter, it sounds like you're a pie baker too. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what other kinds of pies have you made other than the s'mores pie?
I think that's only it. I've only made the s'more pie, and it was actually really good.
Well, that's a good foundation to start with, isn't it? What, mm-hmm. Carter, what would be your goals in the kitchen? If you were going to do some more baking and cooking, what would you do?
if I was going to keep going baking and cooking, I would like to open my own restaurant. I would like to make things spiced up and make it my own.
All right. That's exciting. That's a goal to try to achieve, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Callie, are you going to be in the restaurant business too?
I don't know. I'm probably not going to bake when I grow up. Okay.
But everybody cooks. Well, everybody, I guess I'm thinking, should cook. Not everybody does. They all go out. But you guys, you have a good start to have good eating things. Carter, I want to know a little more about your chili. What are some of the ingredients in your chili?
Well, we had the cornbread. We also had cornstarch and pepper, black pepper.
Do you put ground beef or some kind of meat in it?
Ground beef is actually okay. Right.
Any tomato sauce? Was there tomato sauce or corn? It might have been a while ago.
I was going to say, when we talk about recipes, we have the recipes in front of us, and now we're expecting Carter and Callie to remember, and they don't have their recipes with them, so maybe that's not quite fair.
There was actually a tomato sauce on it.
Yeah, okay. See, he's remembering. Okay. And what about beans?
There was some beans. Mm-hmm. I think there was corn.
Quite a combination. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What recommendations could you give to other kids your age when it comes to cooking and baking?
I would start with something like medium, not too challenging, because it's good to start with something not too challenging so that you can continue baking and continue going up some levels.
That's a good idea. That maybe you won't get as discouraged that way if something doesn't turn out by starting. Yes. Carter, what incentives could you give to someone your age to bake or cook?
Always make it your own and always try to make it perfect.
Oh, that's a challenge.
That's a good goal, you bet. Yes. Well, I want to know now, Carter, you mentioned that you have your mom helped you find a recipe and so on. Does Dad get involved with cooking with either one of you? No?
Yes. Okay. He actually is the breakfast person. He makes the most delicious French toast I have ever tasted.
Oh, and we might mention that Mike and Stacy Pellet are your parents. Okay, go ahead.
That would be good.
And what does he do that special to make that French toast so yummy?
Maybe he has a secret.
I don't really think he has something. It's just, it's different.
Okay, we might have to get that recipe, Ms. Needy.
If he wants to share it.
Now, when I think of breakfast, I also think of omelets. Who makes omelets?
Dad and I are the omelet people.
What do you put in your omelets?
I sometimes put onions and mushrooms and ham and cheese.
Oh, all those fresh, good ingredients. Do you make omelets too, Carter?
No, ma'am, but I have to say the omelets are very good.
Is there a secret method that you do with your dad when you make those omelets, Kelly?
Lots of people don't put the egg that's already kind of together and cooked to the side and then pour the liquid to that side and it'll cook that way.
Yes.
How often?
That's a real talent to be able to make an omelet and that technique that you're talking about. Some people don't know about, Kelly. So that's a great omelet technique that you're telling people about.
Do you use a special pan, a special omelet pan? Or what kind of pan would you use?
We just use a frying pan.
Okay. Yeah, I think we really appreciate you sharing what you've done. And I think, you know, just hearing you talk about what you've done can encourage other young people to do it. It's great fun in the kitchen, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We thank you for joining us today. And realize now that you can go to our website at kjan.com, click on programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, and you will find this podcast and be able to review what we talked today about today. There might even be a recipe included with that. So remember now, go make some fond family memories in the kitchen.